Welcome to the show and a warm welcome to my regular contributor, Hannah, from Pages, Places and Plates.
Hello, glad to be back.
Excellent stuff. Every so often you come onto the show, whether it's Writer's Block on radio or my podcast, The Versatile Writer, and you discuss the books you've read recently. So this time, which books are we discussing?
Your Ultimate Guide to a Powerful Book Launch by Ray. We've got Marion Keyes, who's written Grown Ups, and then we've got Food Waste Philosophy by Shane Jordan.
Right, so let's begin with Your Ultimate Guide to a Powerful Book Launch. This one does appear to capture its content through the title.
Yeah, it pretty much does as it says on the tin. It's basically a book about how to go about marketing your self-published book, and the book itself is self-published, which is good. The author does have quite good experience of self-publishing books, so it is really kind of a really good kind of topic to tackle, I think, because I think a lot of those who are looking to self-publish a book get very... I think the marketing is a really big part of it, and I think we don't really know a lot about it and people get really apprehensive. So Ray's basically put all this stuff together. She covers three different elements of the book launch. So before the launch, so what you need to do building up to it, the actual launch as it happens, and then basically the promotion that goes on once the launch has finished, because obviously promotion is ongoing. So she covers the whole thing in a really comprehensive yet easy to read way, which I really enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I learnt a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually launched a lot of books myself, and I've used various methods to do that. So what do you think are the most usual and unusual that Ray has advised?
She does talk a lot about Amazon and Kindle, which is really good, but she covers lots of other topics like how to promote through social media, kind of how to put together a timeline of everything, and she just goes into so much detail, and there was stuff in there that I hadn't even thought of before. Like I know this must sound incredibly naive, but I've never published anything, but I didn't even think about a scheduled kind of launch for promoting a book. I thought you kind of promoted a little bit before and then I got it published and then kind of just promoted it afterwards. I'd never really considered actually having a full-blown strategy in place.
Probably going to be thousands of people exactly the same as you, because never done something before, you're not going to be all knowing how to do it, are you?
Yeah, no, naturally it was the same with blogging. I thought, oh yeah, that'll just be a simple thing, and then you do it and you think, oh, I've taken on a full-time job here around my full-time job. Cool.
Yeah, I've done it a lot of different ways. I've published 10 books, and I've done, oh crikey, I've really done all of them in so many different ways. That sort of standard way to launch a book, there's just not. I think perhaps if you maybe write the same genre every time and you're part of the same publishing house every time, perhaps it might be similar each time. But I think as time moves on and years move on and the publishing industry moves on, there's going to be a different audience. And perhaps also, if you are going to be doing exactly the same way of launching each time, 5-6 years, that's going to get really wearying, you know, to keep, keep going in a maybe upbeat or just more modern way each time. That's got to be the way to go. I know nothing about Ray. So is she a YouTuber? What is she?
So Ray is actually a fellow blogger. So that's how I know her. And she owns a blog called The Ray Journey. And it's actually primarily a financial blog. But she does also focus on other things as well. She has the Ray Challenge because she's really into fitness. So she does these regular monthly challenges, which are focused on basically fitness, well-being and mindfulness and all that sort of stuff.
You obviously know her. Had you known her, would you have still reviewed the book? Would you have found it?
But yeah, it's the sort of book that I hope I would come across, because I've taken so much from it, and I will be using it going forwards when I do eventually get round to publishing a book. I do feel a lot less daunted about it now, because this whole section of stuff that I didn't even know existed, now I have a really good strategic plan for it. And it is a very flexible plan, and it allows for lots of different ways of marketing as well, which is really good. So I think it can be adapted quite well to people's needs. The book is really quite focused towards digital self-published books.
Actually, that's interesting, because the majority of the points that I made were about print books, so that would be interesting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I mean, you get authors now, don't you, that don't actually publish paperbacks. All of their publishing is digital.
Yeah. For me, I think print is, you know, very important to me. I mean, I read both.
Yeah, I love print, yeah.
But print for me is important, so that would be probably my first go-to. But, having the option, I think, is important too, because your audience might not be print and e, they might be one or the other, so or even audio, so it's, you know, there's so many different methods, it's useful to be on top of them all. What are your thoughts on the layout of the book as well?
It's got a really good cover, and I've sent you the cover, haven't I? It's really bold. The general layout was good, easy to read. It was lots of subheadings, which I liked. Tables were used in it, lots of bullet points, and each chapter had like a pro tip at the end, which I thought was quite useful as well, so you can kind of go above and beyond, which is pretty cool. And the one thing I would have changed is I would have had pictures in it, because there aren't any pictures, and I'm really visual, so I love having, even if they're like stock photos of relevant things, I just love that. So that's something I might have added to it.
This is aimed at a niche audience, after all, not everyone is in the world is going to be able to launch a self-published book. Do you feel that the blogging that she does is going to be bringing forward an audience for this book?
Yeah, I think she's probably bringing in people through her blog as well, because she does post about different things, and then obviously the book is advertised on the blog.
You wouldn't want to miss that trick, would you?
I'd be a little bit worried if she hadn't done that. I mean, it is niche, as you say, though, isn't it? So a lot of people will be like, that's not for me. But for, I think for the people it is, it's really valuable. And I imagine something like this that's so like financially accessible is going to be an absolute gem for people that want to be self-published. If it may be gross generalisation, but a lot of writers aren't made of money and just need lots of advice, really, because you just don't know what's going on, do you? You don't know how everything works.
Can you imagine it's a very useful book, actually, to keep a writer's bookshelf. So excellent stuff. Thanks for that review. Let's move on to your novel, Grown Ups by Marion Keyes.
Yes. So Marion Keyes is one of my favourite authors ever. For those that don't know her, she writes chick lit and women's fiction, domestic fiction, that sort of thing. And she's Irish, so there's a very, very clear and very witty sense of humour. And I think that's why I'm always drawn to her book. And she is a really good writer. I've not read all of her books, but I'd say I've read 80% of them.
Gosh.
So this one I was really excited about. This was one that it was interesting. This was possibly the hardest one I've had to review because I didn't enjoy it as much as her other book. I don't know how to explain. So I'll explain what it's about, first of all, and then I'll kind of go on to why that was. So basically, the book follows the Casey family who live in Ireland. So there's three brothers, there's Johnny, Liam and Ed, and then they've each got a wife or fiance. And then it follows all of their lives. And it starts with this absolutely just crazy scene that's just really epic, where they're all around the dinner table. You don't know who any of them are. You literally have no idea how they're all connected. And they're having a conversation and it all seems to be unravelling a bit. And then it's very chaotic. And then one of the characters has recently had concussion, or she's got concussion because some large like pole or something fell on her head earlier that day, so she's not quite with it. And then she reveals something to all of them that changes the whole family dynamic, but you don't know what she said because it cuts off before that. And then we go back into the past leading up to that day. And it's like, whoa. And it is so. And then basically what we do is we follow the characters and the family as they're kind of in these gatherings and on their separate lives, and all these different stories eventually wind up together. So it's a great idea for a plot. It's really clever. And then the intro is really cleverly written. The end is also excellent. And just this explosive finale that I just thought was incredible. And honestly, I think the first and the last bit are some of her best writing.
Yeah.
However, the first half I just found really slow and I wasn't invested at all. One of the problems was that there's so many characters. So I've mentioned you've obviously got Johnny and his wife Jessie, you've got Ed and his wife Cara, then you've got Liam and his girlfriend Nell, and then you've also got Ferdia, another brother, and then he's got a cousin that's with them, and then there's some other cousins, and then there's the friends of all of these people, and then they've all got children as well, and it's like really overwhelming. And there's parents too of the brothers. There's a few little flashbacks, so then you've also got people from the past in each of their memories as well. I thought, but I do really struggle with books with lots of characters, because I literally can't remember who everyone is. I think I got, I was reading this on Kindle, and I think I got to 18% before I finally sussed who everyone was. Mm. As you can imagine, the whole fifth of the book feeling like a pile of spaghetti for a brain wasn't great. So I think that was one reason. And I just, the first half I just didn't connect with. I didn't find it very interesting, if I'm honest. But then we get to the second half, and suddenly one of the characters, Nell, who I've mentioned, she's going out with Liam, one of the brothers, and she's like quite an arty, creative type, very different to who would usually marry into the family. They're quite a posh family, quite a lot of money. And suddenly this dramatic kind of thing happens in Nell's story. And I was just completely hooked, and I raced through the end of it. It was like, just like all her other books, I loved it.
Is the point of view all from the person with compassion?
No, it's written in third person about all of them.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's at the start there were lots of bits where I was thinking about, who's Liam again? which one is Jesse married to? And so on. It's not from one perspective, it's all of them.
Which character did you want to out of all of that cast?
I loved Nell. The one with the story that changed. I absolutely loved her, and I think it's because I identified with her so much, because she's like a real free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really arty, and she's really like eco-conscious, and yeah, I really liked her. I liked Jessie, even though she has her faults, but she was one of the main characters, and I liked her husband Johnny as well. They were a really nice couple to follow. I didn't find them so interesting in the first half, but once I'd really got an understanding of both of them, I kind of was more interested in them. And then Ferdia, who I mentioned, he was a really interesting character as well, because he underwent a lot of character development. And he started off as quite an annoying teenager, but he really developed out of that. So, yeah, I really liked Ferdia as well. But her character development's excellent, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the characters start off lovely, and then they're really horrible by the end when you see their true side, and then it's vice versa for some other characters. So that's something that was kind of, she excelled with throughout the whole book.
Gosh, I really do miss writing fiction. I can't wait to get back to it. It's so much fun from the writer's point of view, just playing with all of those characters. It sounds brilliant. So what's its takeaway message?
I think there's a lot. So the main takeaway message is communicate with each other. Otherwise you're going to have lots of family secrets, and then it's all going to come out at one family gathering and everything's going to be ruined. So yeah, that's a big one. Don't bury your head in the sand about things. Don't jump into trusting people without fully learning who they are. It's an important one.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots. I mean, she deals with a lot of themes in it, and she always deals with quite heavy themes, but in a really positive, easy to read way. It wasn't really that long, but it really covered so much ground.
So how long ago did you read this one?
This one was a couple of months ago. I read it just before Christmas, I think.
Right, okay. So you've had time to process it all then.
Yeah, and I mean, the last book I read by Marion Keyes was about a woman who found herself hospitalised and completely lost the ability to like walk and speak and communicate and everything. And so the majority of the story was just her in a hospital bed. So I've gone from that to
loads of people.
Yeah, it's very obviously a Marion Keyes book, especially the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I found it a little bit predictable, but that might be because I've read a lot of her books. So yeah, mixed feelings.
Yeah. Thank you for that review. Lastly, our third review. Right, before I introduce this one, I think I've sorted out your connection, because I love that you've chosen three distinctly Hannah books this time.
Oh, my. Is that the connection?
Yeah. I think you're the connection of it, yeah. So, Food Quest Philosophy from Shane Jordan. And that's published by Silverwood. So, it's another self-published book. So, you've picked two this time, possibly not knowing it, but you've picked two self-published and one trade published.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah.
So, how does Food Quest Philosophy fit into your own day-to-day life?
So yeah, this is a really interesting book actually. So Shane contacted me on Twitter. He's a chef from Bristol. He's always had a passion for food, and he asked me to review it because obviously I review foodie things and books. So it's perfect. And you know me, I love eco stuff. So Yeah, this is a really interesting, it's not what I expected it to be, because I expected it to be a guide on food waste and how to reduce it, and it's not, it's quite autobiographical.
Okay.
But then maybe I should have picked up on that from the philosophy word, so that might have just been me. But yeah, it's really interesting because it starts off by Shane talking about how he grew up and what influenced him to get into food and why he's so passionate about food waste in particular. And then he talks about kind of what he's done in his life to improve the situation and what he's currently doing to educate other people and within his work, which was really interesting. And then it does have a kind of guide element to it as well. So there's things such as recycling tips, and he's got loads of recipes at the back which look really good. He also talks a lot about Food Cycle. They're an organisation charity that basically use leftover food to create meals for the community. It's a really great idea, and Shane actually worked with them as a volunteer for a period of time, so that's had a massive influence on how he sees food as well. So he does talk a lot about Food Cycle and kind of point in their direction as well for people that are more interested in that side of things.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like anyone could read this, or is it a bit more involved?
Yeah, I would say it's more for beginners than anything. One thing I did comment on in my review is I didn't actually learn as much as I'd hoped, but then I'm really kind of clued up about it already, and I'm already very passionate about food waste.
Yeah, that's
right. However, I did still learn some stuff from it, so that's good.
Yeah.
It's really good for people that who maybe think, oh, okay, I really should probably start focusing on this, but they just don't know where to start. So it gives a lot of good tips on recycling, and it talks about kind of why it's important, and the different attitudes growing up and stuff like that. So I'd say definitely more for beginners. Do you believe Shane was talking about writing more? Because I did say, oh, I want more information. I think you should write more. And he was like, yeah, several people have said that. So I'm hoping that means there's going to be a follow-up book good. With even more info in.
Excellent stuff. So what's the best thing yeah. about it from your point of view?
I think the way it's written, so Shane is a really like laid-back, approachable person, and he comes across as really tolerant, so I think it's important for people to express their views and showcase things that maybe we should consider doing. One is an example I can think of is actually I've become vegan recently, so I'm now within the vegan community,
mm-hmm.
and that is both great and also terrible at the same time, because like lots of groups of people who think they're doing or who are doing something to better maybe the environment or animals or whatever it is, there will be people that are people who maybe take it a little bit too far,
yeah.
And become maybe militant, mm-hmm. and I've come across a few people like this. I remember actually a Facebook group almost made me think I don't even want to be vegan anymore. I don't want to be associated with these people.
Yes.
But then I had to pull myself back and think, no, I need to keep doing this because this is for me and for everyone else. So the reason I kind of mention that is because that is exactly what Shane is not. And he really could be with food waste. He could be very militant and preachy and you need to do this or the planet's going to die or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's really, really laid back and positive about it. And I just really liked that. It was so refreshing to read something where someone's like, hey, try this, if it doesn't work, that's fine, but have a go, you know, rather than do this or we'll all die, which is a little bit hyperbole there, but it kind of, you know what I mean, don't you? Never once says you should be vegetarian. It's great if you are, but if you aren't, that's also great.
Yeah, I do feel like if he was going to be like that, that would put a lot of people off buying
yeah,
his book.
Yeah, and I think this is exactly how people need to be with environmental stuff, because not everyone is going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to accept that there will always be people that don't do these things, and that's fine. We just need the people that will. We need to educate them and make sure they're doing it in the best way possible.
What's the worst thing then about the book?
It's really short. I think I've read it in a day. The physical book is very thin. So yeah, I would just like more info. I want and I'd really like Shane now to write a book where he goes more in depth, and he tackles it for those of us that are doing stuff already, but we want to become really savvy at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to see now.
I can see a joint book between the pair of you, actually.
Ah, I like that idea.
Yeah, I thought you were right. Yeah. And now you know how to publish it from the first book that we listened to.
Yeah, Shane can do all the writing. I can do the publishing. Deal done.
Excellent. Well, that's three pretty amazing reviews, actually, on three very different books, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your reviews this time.
No, it's all right.
What's your website details so writers and publishers can get in touch?
Oh, this is exciting today.
Okay.
More exciting than it usually is. Obviously, everyone loves this bit. but it's more exciting because I have a new website.
Yay.
And that's really exciting. And it's still got a few creases in it, but if we just ignore those. So if you go to www.pagesplacesandplates.com, you will find my new site. If anyone it goes on it and has any issues, please actually let me know. That I have a whole backlog of them, but I'm sure there are more things that I haven't noticed yet, so please tell me if you find any. But basically, if you go on there, you can see my review policy for books. So if you are an author looking to get me to review one of your books, then yeah, that's the best thing to do. First of all, go onto my reviews policy, check that I actually review what you want me to, and then best way to get in touch really is email. So pagesplacesandplates@gmail.com, and that info is all on my review policy.
Thank you so much.
Right, thanks for having me again.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.